Good morning, everyone. It is time for Neon and Beyond. Welcome to this fabulous weekend and a beautiful Sunday morning as we jump into getting closer to football, which is exciting times around here, right? So with that being said, an awesome, great friend of Neon and Beyond with a great program, started grassroots just for some passion and is growing even bigger than I think he even thought. Welcome Josh Kamenite to the program. Our Vegas Raider dad, Josh, woo-woo, welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us back on. Training camp starts this week, so the season's going to start rolling, and we're excited to start talking Raider dad and the mission some more.
Absolutely. Now, Josh, for those that don't know, everyone listening this morning, this is the perfect opportunity. We're going to tell you how to get involved. We're going to tell you why it's so amazing to get involved, because at the whole top and the pinnacle, the what this is really all about is the kids. And bottom line, that's what it is, and a passion to get kids to something so cool. So first and foremost, Josh, tell us how your passion grassroots came for this organization, the history.
Back in 2022, I became a season ticket holder, and we were constantly being asked, you know, what can we do with tickets? And I was taking my own kids, and that's kind of where I realized there wasn't a lot of kids like my own son attending these events or games, because it was so expensive. And what we realized is that we can help a lot of people get into Raider events, and more specifically, Raider games. It's about creating experiences that inspire and motivate children to reach their full potential. Since 2022, we've went from grassroots. Just we weren't even sure how we were going to run these tailgates. I had a Peter J. Gourmet out of California that would come in and help me organize these tailgates. And the mission just took off from there, you know. Even myself, I never really had these opportunities, at least NFL football games. And I look back on my own situation. I felt like I had a pretty good upbringing, and I don't know if my family lived here, if we would have been able to afford a Raiders game. So just imagine someone from a tougher background. And it's not just the financial means for this. It's about who you can impact and who you can inspire to get through any situation, whether we're talking about kids battling cancer, maybe foster youth. There's so many people that we realize that we can impact. And since 2022, 384 kids have experienced the Raiders game.
Woo, that's big.
So it's pretty incredible, you know, what we've done since then.
Well, I love, just like I said before, and how we kicked everything off, because you think about especially the kids that doesn't necessarily have to be the Raiders, which bite your tongue because I'm a huge Raider fan as well, but I get it. They are our NFL team. They're here for all of us locals, but they also play all the other teams, right? And of course, those kids get so excited, and not just kids that wouldn't be able to do it or don't have that opportunity, but to watch a kid just get excited about that and their idols. You know, it is such a cool thing that you've taken this to do this for these kiddos and their families.
Yeah, it is really great. And that's, as we kept going, we keep evolving what we're doing. So, like, at our events this year, it's about creating that moment. And there's a lot of fans out there. You know, I want my tickets to go to a Raiders fan. I have to, you know, make them understand at times, you know, not everybody comes from families like us that are taking our kids and put them in the situations to become Raider fans. The idea is, by bringing them down to the tailgate, giving them, this year there's going to be Raider dad necklaces. Throughout the year, we give out jerseys now. It's about creating that moment that we don't have to tell them to be Raider fans. If you create ultimate experience for these kids, it becomes a core memory, and they want to be a part of Raider Nation. And then, of course, when they go inside, we don't guarantee that they're going to have player interactions, but pre-games, there's kids sending photos, you know, whether it's Max Crosby or whoever they're taking selfies with pregame, or There's been kids, it keeps growing. You know, there's organizations that have donated field passes. There's been kids running on the field picking up the tees. So I've never even done some of these. So, like, to be 6 to 10 years old or whatever the age and have these moments, you know, I would imagine it would be something that would, years later, I'd still be telling other kids or family or whoever that brings up the Raiders.
So how does your family, I mean, after doing this for a few years now, how does your family view you and your kids and your wife?
I think everyone thinks it's really incredible. I think the biggest impact that they see, you know, my oldest has got most of the benefits of this. He goes to all the games with me. I have a 4-year-old now, Caden. He's actually going to training camp for the first time, but he's done games before. But it's not just the experiences that you see in them where Noah brings up, you know, this one time where he met Max Crosby, and he'll, you know, bring it up constantly. And, like, you know, it's what Raider Dad is about, creating these memories that, you know, becomes a part of them. But you see them understand the community aspect of it. You know, he's over here talking with his friends or whoever we're out and about in the community about talking about helping other people and what we do. And I don't know, I definitely wasn't a kid like that, you know, talking about helping other people and what he's doing. You know, he's just, you know, a part of what the operations are and attending with us. But, you know, just putting that in their minds that, you know, you can help anybody, you know, without even thinking what the impact's going to be. I never really thought I'd be impacting all these different people with the support of Raider Nation. But that aspect of it, I didn't even think about that whenever I started it. But to see my own kids, it's just another element that adds to the mission.
Absolutely. This morning on Neon and Beyond, Josh Kamenite is joining us, Vegas Raider Dad, and a really cool experience for kids and families that might not otherwise get into the games, or just a big experience for kiddos to enjoy. You can find out more at VegasRaiderDad.org. Follow along, because Josh and I can talk about a lot of stuff. The socials at Vegas Raider. Is it Raider or Raider's Dad, or at Vegas Raider Dad on the socials?
It's Raider Dad.
So at Vegas Raider Dad, those are on the socials. Very active there. You can see so much going on. And even deeper than that, what Josh has done is looking to obviously help the kiddos and the experience. But everyone listening this morning knows somebody who knows someone, or sometimes you might not be able to go to a game or looking forward to going to a game and it just happens something comes up. And Josh needs tickets. We need everyone to help with this. Let's start with that, Josh. How we can benefit and give these kiddos the experience through you and them?
I think the biggest way is ticket donations. You can donate to VegasRaiderDad@gmail.com. We haven't touched on it, but the 4th annual Raider Dad preseason event is August the 16th. Every year we get around 50 kids to their first Raiders game. They get shirts, food, beverage. We're going to have tattoos out there for them this year. It's just about any way that we can create a new Raider fan and create that break from reality for a lot of youth in our community. And that just kind of kicks off what we're doing. You can donate monetarily to us. Home opener weekend, we're going to have a bowling fundraiser, bringing fans together to raise money to help get these kids inside of the Legion Stadium. There'll be some Raider alumni. And then from there, we're going to be releasing more. Just trying to keep this mission going and see how many kids we can impact this season. Last year, it was 202 kids went to Raiders games last year. So
for those that are listening, Josh, how do we get involved on all levels? Like, if we want to be part of the group on any level, is going to the website the best place, or can we just come say hi to you at a tailgate?
I love everybody that comes to the tailgate and everybody always wants to talk at his tailgate, but sometimes it's a little bit of madness, a lot of people, a lot of things going on. I do recommend, if you did want to get involved, whether it's volunteering, you wanted to get your business involved, or whatever idea that you have for our mission, it's best to reach out through email, or you can contact us, send messages on like the social media, or you can find me on social media. We're always looking for new ways because it takes a lot to do what we're doing. And we couldn't do this without not only Raider Nation, but more of our community getting involved.
Well, as a nonprofit organization, Vegas Raider Dad is here helping the kids. And tell us about some of the fun experiences that have happened at the tailgates, because I don't think you're giving it enough love, Josh. I love what you do, and everyone that's ever experienced your tailgates and the magic that these kids are getting and what you're doing is really cool.
Yeah, last year, like the preseason event, we had the Raiders mascot came out, took some pictures with the kids. I just really think the more that we continue this mission, the more that we're seeing people show up, whether you're a super fan, media, people just want to come see the smiles on these kids' faces and what's going to happen next. You know, we've had Shoe Palace out one time. There's just so many ways that you can create memory for these kids. And eventually, when they get inside, it's going to probably be one of the best memories that they're ever going to have. I feel like this is the biggest thing for me. I used to have to go around and talk about Raider Dad and explain. They're like, what's Raider Dad? Now I go around and there's grown men, women, they want to tell me about their first experience or why they could never go to a game. And there's still thousands and thousands of fans that have been Raider fans for decades that have never went to a Raiders game. And they just want to share what it means to people. And I think that's just, you know, I never really thought something like this would take off that it has and mean so much to not only who we're impacting, but our fan base. Because before I'm getting to my seat, there's constantly people, you know, sharing those type of stories, or, you know, they'll be like, you helped so-and-so get to their first Raider game. Just want to, you know, thank all you guys for what you do. So
I love it. I love everything about this. I love what you guys are doing. Everyone, this morning, Josh Kamenite is joining us. Vegas Raider Dad took an experience and saw that, you know, kids need to be part of this and they need to see this. And if they can't afford it, then we as a community, we're going to come together and help. And everyone listening this morning, please check out VegasRaiderDad.org. That's a great place. If you're more on the socials, then it's at Vegas Raider Dad. Tons of stuff there. If you can donate tickets, I know Josh and I would love that for this organization. And Josh, before we let you go too, please tell us about the first event. Like, how does this look and what's going on?
So the first event, August the 16th, we're always in Lot H. We're going to have the One Nation Foundation supported this. The Raiders have supported this. Jay's Gourmet, Buffalo Wild Wings is going to join us this year. Raisin Cane's is coming back. Pepsi donates child beverages to all the kids. There's Silver and Black Collectibles is donating T-shirts for everybody, so every kid has their own jersey. I haven't got all of them yet, but I got a sample of what the Raider Dad necklaces look like. They look pretty awesome. So now you'll be, if you couldn't identify Raider Dad kids by the excitement and the joy in their eyes, you're going to be able to see whether it's the shirts, necklaces, tattoos. It's just, I think it's really cool. I wish I would have had a Raider Dad and been able to do this all the time. But
the experience is
that's
cool.
That's why I like this. So
yeah, it is over the top. So in Lot H, August 16th, the first event, of course, Josh doing a lot of great things, and it is the kickoff event, but I encourage everyone at least go by and Just say hi, check it out. If you work somewhere and you want to get involved and help the kids in our community, you know, Josh is always looking for big sponsors as well. That would be cool. You can come along and be a big sponsor for Vegas Raider Dad. And then, of course, the big bowling event at the home opener, which is a Monday night, but you are celebrating that weekend as well. What are you guys doing with this?
Yeah, so we're looking for fans to come join us at Gold Coast. We're doing a bowling fundraiser. There'll be Raiders alumni. We're giving out some T-shirts. There's a lot of cool stuff. The Brock Bowers family donated a jersey signed by him. There's a few other, I think a Geno Smith ball. I'm not sure if we got tickets yet donated. A lot of other businesses that have donated gift certificates. It's our first one, and we're off to a really good start, so I can't wait to see what that, brings to the mission of Raider Dad. And then, of course, we're excited for Monday Night Football to be here. We're not sure if we're taking kids in there, but this is kind of how this works. Once we start doing training camp this week and the games start approaching a little bit closer, there's going to probably be fans that are like, hey, give these to a family that could use them. So who knows? We might even be at Monday Night Football, so.
Well, Josh, you know, I have much love for you and your family. I love that you and your wife and your kiddos looked at this and went, you know what? We are going to help the kids get into this game and have a magical experience no matter what, and doing everything you have done and not stopping and continuing. So everyone, please check out VegasRaiderDad.org. Let's get behind Josh and his whole family. He's doing this all by himself, and we need to help him as well. They're in Lot H. August 16th will be that first big tailgate with these kiddos, which is so cool with all the sponsors you've brought in. If you'd like to donate tickets, it's VegasRaiderDad@gmail.com. On socials at Vegas Raider Dad, and of course, then the big home opener weekend with the bowling event. Find all that information on the website. Josh, from the bottom of my heart, though, as I always tell you, much love. I'm so, so in awe of what you guys have done, and I love that you continue to do this. So keep going.
I really appreciate that. Hopefully, we're going to get you out there this year. Here soon.
I know. I promise it's going to happen. If not the event, at least the bowling thing, because that will be fun. I have a Raider ball, so we'll have to bring that.
Oh, that would be perfect. Hopefully we'll see you there.
Well, Josh, much love to you. And like always, go Raiders.
Thank you. Go Raiders.
Vegas Raider Dad this morning. Have a great day.
You too.